from the Tribune Sports Department. Paul Sullivan joins us now. Good morning, Paul. I think after 41 years, I can finally forget about the Cubs-Padres 1984 series. Steve Garvey and Leon Durham's error and Jim Frey opting to start Sanderson ahead of Sutcliffe. I think it's all erased now. How about you?
I agree. Yeah, put that in the book. Pack it away. Put it in a box. Put it in your basement. Put the videotapes away. Erase them. Delete them.
That's it.
That's over. Yeah.
You were reading your column this morning in the Trib. You went to the bleachers yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was. You know, there's so much time before the game that we have to kill. So I like to walk around the stadium and around the ballpark and see some old friends, because you never know if it's last game, you're not going to see him, you know, for quite a while. So I went to see a friend, and she was very, very nervous, of course, as you were yesterday after the developments of game two, and trying to calm her down. She wasn't really listening. So I was just like, well, you know, it's a good feeling to feel this way. You just have to embrace this feeling. And I think she did. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And then, you know, what happened, happened. It was an unbelievable game. And here we are.
That was some ninth inning, though, wasn't it? Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if people understand how it works for the writers. But, you know, I was on deadline. And so I had my story basically written. You know, Cubs win 3-0, go to the next round. And they hit the home run. I'm changing it to, okay, Cubs win 3-1. And then they hit by pitches. And I'm like, oh, my God, they blow this. My story is just really going to be bad. It's going to be a Dewey defeats Truman type story. And
that would have been.
They did not.
That would have been legendary had they blown it. That would have been definitely a Cubby occurrence.
Or look like nothing.
Yeah, right.
You know. Hey, Sully, it's always interesting to watch managers manage in the playoffs, especially when it's a do-or-die kind of game. And maybe they do some things that they don't normally do. But as fans, you're so accustomed to what they do during the regular season. That's probably what drives people batty, right?
Yeah, I think so, especially in the last, you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years when they've really changed bullpen usage as much as they have now. You know, starters coming out after 4 innings or even less. You know, Yu Darvish coming out in the second inning. Even I was, like, shocked at that one. They didn't even really give him the chance to get out of that jam. And it is – I don't personally like it as much. I like to see a starter go as long as he can. You know, we grew up on those matchups, like, you know, Fergie against Bob Gibson and stuff like that, and I think that's the best kind of baseball. But, you know, statistically speaking, which is why they do it, you know, they bring in a new guy after they think the other guy is tired out after so many pitches, and that's just the way it's going to be. And in the playoffs, it's just even more so, because most games are do or die or that kind of atmosphere. So, yeah, I mean, in Council, that's basically why they got him from the Brewers, is that's his MO, and it's worked for him a lot. And I think we can expect a lot of that the rest of the playoffs.
You know, a lot of people were talking about the slumping offense and lack of stolen bases because you can't steal first, those kind of things. But, you know, kind of lost in all that, but not lost on the Padres, especially their manager, was the defense that the Cubs continued to play. And that's the kind of stuff, like, a hot goalie in the NHL can ride you all the way. But same thing with defense.
Yeah, and I think Andy, we talked about this last week or a couple of days ago, that Dansby, basically the best Cubs shortstop I've ever seen, defensively. He is everything. And Nico, one of the best defensive second basemen. That line drive that he caught was just amazing. I don't know how he got that high. And, of course, PCA is definitely the best center fielder in baseball right now, defensively. So, you know, up the middle, they always say, you know, you got to be strong up the middle. The Cubs are really, really strong up the middle. So playoffs are more of a low-scoring kind of game. So, you know, I think that bodes well for the Cubs. They do have that kind of great defense and pitching that, you know, you never know what's going to happen now. I think they can beat the Brewers. They beat them in the regular season. It's a great rivalry, and I think it's a really good matchup for them.
I was on this text thread with my buddies, as many people were during the game. We're watching the game together that way. And Paul, listen to my three text messages over a short period of time. The first one here says, "Why doesn't Council leave J-Mo in? I don't get it." And then the second one was, "Why put Palencia in so early?" And then I texted this: "Craig Council is a genius." that sums it up, doesn't it?
Yes, I think so. I would have liked to have seen your text thread. Could you send that to me, Bob?
I like what you wrote in the Trib today. Take a deep breath, Chicago. You deserve it after this series, where the Cubs made you sweat, scream, and swear, sometimes in the same moment. And you also wrote, and I really agree with this, that you write about the gamble you take as a sports fan. You support them through thick and thin, knowing they could break your heart. It might still happen with the 2025 Cubs, a team that's been impossible to predict since the opening trip to Tokyo last March. I mean, do you feel differently today?
No, not at all. I feel like, and this is a thing with Cubs fans, is they all think it's, you know, they're the only ones that go through this. But, you know, when you're a sports fan and your team is, you know, in a big game like this, and you're always afraid you're going to lose, and, you know, oh, it always happens to us. And I mean, that's why you should love sports, because that's a good feeling to have that, to know that, you know, you can be that emotional and that anxiety filled, and it's going to be over, and maybe they win, maybe they lose, but even if they do lose, it's not like you're going to end it. You're going to come back next year. And if they win, you know, you just, it's a sigh of relief, and you just feel great that it's over and you're on to the next one. So it's, you know, we haven't experienced that thing in Chicago for quite a while. We haven't had any playoff teams since, I think, the 22 Bulls, maybe. So, unless you count the Sky, of course. But, you know, it's good. And the Cubs haven't had that in a long time. So, I think people should just embrace that feeling and enjoy the ride. And, you know, maybe it'll turn out good, maybe not. But, you know, it's better than not being there at all.
Hey, Sly, real quick, has there been any mention of the health status of Cade Horton going forward here? Because they can make roster changes and do things for the NLDS, and I'm just wondering if he might be a part of it.
Yeah, no, I talked to Tommy Hotovy a little bit in the clubhouse last night. I could barely hear him. It was so loud, but they didn't have any plans yet for this series. You know, they're going to have to come up with a starter for Saturday. You know, they could use Colin Ray. They could put Javi Assad on the roster. They get an all new roster this time. They can make all the changes they want, of course, for the next round. And I think Cade could only come back for the fifth game, if I'm not mistaken. So I would imagine, even if he's feeling better, that they would at least wait till the next round with him.
Paul Sullivan, read more about the Cubs in the Tribune. On to Game 1 in Milwaukee. First pitch, 1:08 p.m., and I guess we'll have some brats. What are we going to call this series, Paul?
I don't know. You can name it, Bob, but it's going to be great. I know a lot of Cubs fans are already online looking for tickets, and a lot of Brewers fans are, you know, ready to make some money off Cubs fans. So yeah. It'd be interesting, because they think, you know, they're going to the World Series. So, you know, why not sell their tickets for this round off the Cubs fans and then, you know, keep the ones for the next round. And so that's how it worked.
Maybe it's the brats and hot dog series. All right. I'll copy on all my future text threads.
Brats and beer.
Brats and beer. Yeah, there you go. Brat and Malort. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, brats and Malort.
Talk to you down the road. Go Cubs.
All right. Thanks, guys.